This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The most reliable power horse of ISRO, PSLV C-60, successfully deployed two satellites in low Earth orbit shortly after its launch from its spaceport in Sriharikota last night. In the next maneuver, ISRO will activate 24 non-separating payloads under POEM-4 platform on board to carry out various science experiments on Earth gravity. The deployment of two satellites to demonstrate its capabilities at docking and undocking is a path-breaking step in demonstrating India's progress in future human spaceflight and satellite servicing missions. In the next few days, the two satellites SDX-01 called Chaser and SDX-02 called Target will travel 20 kilometers, and then the rendezvous and docking process will begin when both satellites will come closer and dock together in space. After the successful launch of SpaceX mission, the ISRO chairman Somnath, while addressing the press meet, said the rocket has placed the satellites in the right orbit and the process will continue to enable POEM operations. Congratulating the team, Chairman Somnath noted the very important part of the mission is POEM-4, which carries 14 payloads from ISRO DOS centers and 10 payloads from various non-government entities comprising academia and startups that have been received through IN Space. Delhi Chief Electoral Officer has received over 4.8 lakh forms for new voter registrations and more than 82,000 applications for deletion from electoral rolls in the national capital since 29 November this year. In a statement, the CEO informed that the final electoral roll of Delhi will be published on 6th January next year, adding that it is actively conducting the special summary revision of electoral rolls with the qualifying date set as January 1, 2025. It reminded citizens that having multiple entries in the electoral roll and multiple voter ID cards is a punishable offence. The government has rejected media reports stating that Digi Yatra data will be used to crack down on tax evaders. The Civil Aviation Ministry has clarified that such reports concerning Digi Yatra are based on unfounded and inaccurate claims. It added that there is no sharing of Digi Yatra passenger data with Indian tax authorities. The ministry highlighted that the Digi Yatra app follows the self-sovereign identity model, where personally identifiable information and travel credentials are stored exclusively on the user's device, not on any central repository. Additionally, airport systems automatically purge passenger data within 24 hours of the flight's departure. Delhi Police has made adequate security arrangements to ensure public safety and peaceful celebrations in the national capital in view of the New Year celebrations. With an expected surge in public gatherings, the police have intensified vigilance and mobilized resources for effective crowd management and quick response to any eventuality. Delhi Police has issued a traffic advisory in view of New Year celebrations in the national capital. Delhi Traffic Police Additional Commissioner of Police Dinesh Kumar Gupta said that the restrictions will be imposed from 8 p.m. onwards today in the vicinity of Connaught Place until the conclusion of the New Year celebrations. The National Commission for Women (NCW) has said that it has conducted a thorough investigation into the sexual assault incident at Anna University in Chennai. The commission said that after taking Suomoto cognizance of the case at the university, it promptly dispatched a fact-finding committee to Chennai for an investigation. During the visit, the committee undertook a series of actions to ensure a thorough review of the incident and the ongoing investigation. The committee met the victim and her relatives to understand the details of the incident and provide necessary support. The Delhi Police has detained 12 illegal Bangladeshi immigrants from different areas like Nasamuddin, Kalindi Kunj, Shaheen Bagh and Sarita Vihar of Delhi. According to Delhi Police, all immigrants have been sent to the detention camp. Talking to the media, DCP Southeast Ravi Kumar Singh informed that Delhi Police have verified close to 1,200 people and will do so in the future as well when it gets information in this regard. The India Meteorological Department has forecast cold day and cold wave conditions in Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad today. Cold wave conditions are also expected in West Uttar Pradesh, Haryana and Chandigarh today. Further, the IMD predicted dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours in isolated pockets of Odisha, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.